Harper Audio presents True, Sort of, by Katherine Hannigan. Read by Danielle Ferland.
Chapter 1. Deli Pattison was tiny. Her hair curled tight to her head like a copper halo. Her voice was raspy, as if a load of gravel lined her throat. And Deli Pattison was trouble. Little trouble on the way to big trouble, and getting closer to it every day. Deli's trouble wasn't mean. It always started with her thinking something would be fun and good. It always ended with somebody yelling, "Delaware Pattison, to your room!" Or, "Welcome to detention, Miss Pattison," again. And there Deli'd be, wondering how something that had seemed so right could go so, so wrong. Truth is, trouble didn't find Deli till she was 6 years old. That was the summer the Pattisons went to the county fair. Clarice Pattison said to Boomer, "Let's take the kids. They can look at the cows and go on a couple of rides."
"Sounds good," Boomer agreed.
So they piled all those children, Dallas, the oldest, then Tallahassee, Montana, Galveston, Delaware, and RB, the baby, into the van and headed out. There were 8 Pattisons in the parking lot. Boomer checked again when they entered the poultry pavilion. It wasn't until they got to the cattle corral that Clarice realized somebody'd gone missing. She counted heads, and then she shouted, "Deli!" There was no reply. The Pattisons scattered, searching under tractors and behind hay bales for her. By then, though, Deli'd had 10 minutes of solitude in the poultry pavilion. Clayton Fitch saw it first. Chickens of every sort, strutting out the front door of the building like they were going on vacation.
"The chickens are loose," he squeaked.
Then he ran in circles, squealing,
"Great God Almighty, the chickens are loose!"
Officer Verena Tibbetts was at the main gate, making sure nobody got in for free. She came tearing over, hollering,
"Clayton, quit squawking and catch those chickens!"
She charged into the pavilion, searching for the cause of the chaos. Halfway down the line of cages, she found it. There was Deli Pattison, standing on a crate. She had her hand in a coop, pushing a chicken's backside.
"Go on now. You're free," she rasped as it flapped to the floor.
Officer Tibbetts ran at her. She picked Deli up and held her so close they could smell each other.
"It is bad to let the chickens out of their cages. Bad, bad, bad," she roared.
Then she braced herself for the bawling that was sure to follow. But this is what Deli did instead. She smiled. The ends of her mouth went up, almost to her eyeballs.
"You're funny," she giggled.
At first, Verena was so surprised, she just stared. Then she growled. And that's how Clarice found them, one growling and the other grinning.
"Take this child home," Officer Tibbetts told her.
So she did. It took 10 people 2 hours to get those chickens back in their cages. When they were done, Deli was number 1 on Verena Tibbetts' list of the worst children in River Bluffs.